Okay, Snappers. I'm backstage at this gorgeous Norse Theater in San Francisco. On the other side of the curtain, right in front of me, are 1,800 Snappers waiting for the show. It's gonna be hot. It's gonna be hot. The band's out there now. People are waiting. Showtime.
Okay, so I was working for big soulless corporate entity, right? Bean counting. No apologies. I had bills to pay. But it felt like there was something out there. Art, music, life that I was missing. So one day, I enrolled in an acting class. And we're sitting there, right? Budding thespians all. And the director finally rolls in. He's got arm patches. He's got his hair slicked back like he's come from Morocco or Buenos Aires or something like that. He takes a big flask, a long draw. Actors are so stupid. I hate actors. And I am thrilled because this guy knows his artistic side. And he asks a woman, beautiful, in front of, Colin, stand next to me. Stand here next to me. And then, he picks me. Come here. Now, I want you to show the passion. I want you to kiss the girl. Kiss her as if she is your long lost lover. Kiss the girl. Oh. Bean counter. Give her a nice little friendly peck on the cheek there. No! You show the passion! She will disappear. She will move to the moon. She will dissolve into sand. Kiss the girl. Kiss the girl. Kiss the girl. We make out for 10 minutes. And it is then that I know I must be an actor. Welcome.
Snap Johnson, baby. So
it was cool, right? I got to hang out with the actors, the poets, the magicians, the artists, the people who wore hats, unironically. And so one day, the director, he's more angry than usual. He comes in with this big stack of scripts. He's holding it, and he throws them to the ground. This is all ridiculous. This is garbage. I shall write a great American film. I shall do it here and film it. Perhaps you shall be in it. Perhaps not. Until then, goodbye. And he leaves, and he goes into this loft overlooking the studio. And we're all thinking, Hollywood film? He's gonna make it here? That's fabulous. But who's gonna teach class? I go up. I'm elected by the group. Go talk to him. He's taking another pull from a silver flask. And he hands it to me like a baton. And I take a drink. I am the assistant. I go back down the stairs. Everybody's waiting. Now, I don't know anything about acting. I do not. But I've watched a lot of TV. The whole class has taken on a new tenor because we're actually working for something. People think there might be an actual film. It used to be that we could kind of play around maybe doing the action scenes, but now, open face, palm slaps across the face. It's getting painful. And then someone else shows up. They're the lighting person. They come on, where do you put the lights? Put them over there. Someone calling himself a stunt coordinator shows up and wants to know if it's okay if he plans an explosion on the Windsor Bridge. I'll get back to you. And all the while, the tension is rising. I'm pretending to teach people acting. Actors are pretending to learn. We're all pretending that it's been our fondest wish forever to be in somebody else's vanity project. I'm starting to lose sleep. People are asking me, what's the picture about? Is it a murder mystery? Is it a fantasy? Is it a karate movie? And I don't know. I do not know. I've got to find out. I got to see what's going on. I haven't seen the director. I don't know anything. I go up the stairs. I open the door. It smells like people and feet and alcohol. And I was like, look, man, director man, I'd love to help you, but I gotta know what's going on, right? Everyone wants my script. You want my script there. Look, 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 there's my script there. And I look on this chalkboard, and it has three words. Man crosses bridge. The last part kind of crossed out. I've been had. I turn around. I'm holding everybody's hopes and dreams and wishes in my hand. They're all waiting for me. Bad news. There is no script. So there's probably gonna be no movie. And I'm waiting for people to be upset. But instead, they say, Glenn, you don't understand the process. There's a process here. I don't understand the process. I am a bean counter. I know nothing but process. Hippies. If y'all want to stay, stay. I go down the stairs, I walk out of the door, and I never go back. So imagine my surprise just a few years ago when I see an article about a band of actors who made a movie about a man crossing a bridge. I could have been in that. I could have been a star. What did I do? What did I do? And that same day, I got a call from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And they wanted to know, what do you think it would take? What do you think it would take in order to start a weekly radio show? Do you know what it would take? Yeah. Take some cash. No, we don't have any of that. We don't have any of that. But we want maybe a few new people. People that might be able to participate in such a project. You know any people like that? And I thought about the actors, the writers, the poets, the people who wore their hats unironically. And I told the woman, yeah. Yes, I do.
today, San Francisco, we proudly present Passion, story from the heart and the soul. This here is Snap Judgment Storytelling with a beat. But there is no beat without a band. Please give it up for Mr. Alex Mandel. On the bass, Tim Frick. Dangerous David Brandt.